Hey, let's do one on Arthur Brown, Brown, Arthur. He was born 8752. Yesterday was the 18th of March, April. Arthur is a 72-year-old gentleman being seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. He has history CVA with a dense right-sided hemiparesis. He also suffers from COPD, hypoxemia. He's on chronic oxygen. We takes it off most of the time, period. He has difficulty swallowing. Also has a history of heart failure, especially right-sided heart failure with swelling of the lower extremities, period. Arthur is from Mississippi originally. He lives with his sister, Doretha, D-O-R-E-T-H-A, who states Arthur's condition has worsened in the past month or so. He has more bouts of confusion, doesn't recognize who he is or where he is. He also has swelling in his lower extremity despite being on medication, period. His diuretics works, and sometimes it doesn't work. He does have a Foley catheter in place and a right-sided paralysis, as I mentioned. Patient has demonstrated decreased weight, decreased appetite. He wears diapers, ADL dependent, lives in his bed, doesn't leave the bed morning or evening, anytime during the day, period. Let's see what else we can say. His vitals today, he did not have his oxygen on. His O2 side was 88%. Pulse was 100. Blood pressure 130 over 70. I encouraged Arthur and Doretha, D-O-R-I-T-H-E-A, for him to wear his oxygen at all times, period. The Foley catheter is being changed on a monthly basis related to his atonic bladder and his stroke. KPS is 40%. With a MAC of, leave it blank, given the natural progression of his disease, his advanced stroke, symptoms of aspiration, dysarthric speech, bowel and bladder incontinency, and total ADL dependency and worsening mentation, consistent with either seizure disorder and or recurrent TIA, which is mostly related to TIA, patient has most likely less than 6 months to live. Thank you.